Country Club FM.
It's another edition of the Almanac. It's another edition featuring Virtual Neil. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Jim.
It's Thursday, March 7th, and we might have to rely on Virtual Neil a little more than usual. Tried to stay up last night for the high school hockey and just could make it through the third period. I missed the excitement of third period. Greenway taking on Delano. Greenway ended up winning it 6-4. If you also did the same thing and fell asleep. Anyway, so we'll see what we can muster up here today. Looking for some energy, digging down for that one thing that only true champions have. Thursday, March 7th, 66th day of the year. 299 left to go. We are inside of 300 already. That's days, not inches of snow. 1876. You know, we love our patents here. I'm pretty sure that the Almanac on Bob FM is your patent radio program. We love our patents, and this is one of the biggies. Not the trampoline, which was pretty big yesterday, but 1876. Our guy Alexander Graham Bell, could be your guy too, received a patent for the telephone. He said, "Hey Watson, come here. We're going to make a lot of money." "Well, I'm going to make a lot of money. I'll give you a per diem." That's what he told his buddy Watson. That was 1876. 1908, the mayor of Cincinnati, no, not Jerry Springer, Leopold Markbright, announced before the city council in 1908 that, quote, "women are not physically fit to operate automobiles." 1908. I wonder if he was married. I wonder how his wife reacted to that statement. Now, I'm assuming in the early 1900s, there was those vehicles, they didn't have power steering. They might have taken a bit of some heft to drive them, but that didn't seem like a real good statement at that time. And 1908, the mayor. 1933, no patent, but it was invented. Monopoly, the old monocle guy. What is his name? Is it Alfred Pennyworth? No, that's the guy from Batman. That's the butler from Batman. It's Penny something or money. It's Monopoly, invented this day, 1933. I always would be the thimble. They better not have taken the thimble away. I know they changed some of the game pieces. The thimble should live on forever. 1936, Hitler breaks the Treaty of Versailles. Now, you wonder why sometimes we react quickly when it comes to aggression, just like Saddam Hussein and other things, when people do not abide by their treaty, these national, international treaties that they sign. This is the reason right here, because we set up the Treaty of Versailles after World War I, and they really didn't enforce it. I don't know if we were relying on the Europeans to do it and the British and who else, but Hitler basically rearmed Germany right under our noses, and voila, we got World War II as he sent troops into the Rhineland on this day, 1936. 1954, now you know Russia's well known for hockey. The Soviet, the Red Machine, as we called it, holy cow. But you know what? They didn't really become a hockey power until the 1950s. They played bandy in Russia. You know what bandy is? It's hockey on like a soccer size field with bigger nets. The guys skate, and it's like with a little ball, and they skate like the wind. It's unbelievable. They play it at the Oval in Roseville if you ever want to check out bandy. But Russia was a bandy country until the 50s. Hockey wasn't even introduced until the 30s. And finally, Russia appeared for the first time in a national, international ice hockey competition, defeating Canada 7-2. The Russians proclaimed, "We are here," when it comes to hockey, beating Canada. Wow, Stockholm, Sweden was the place of that. 83, our first audio of the day. Let's finally get to some audio.
Welcome to Music City, USA and the Nashville Network. Tonight, a special edition of Nashville Now. We'll take you on a spectacular 5-hour guided tour of country music across the United States.
The Nashville Network debuted on this date, began broadcasting. Nashville Now was the first show. Wasn't Ralph Emery the host of that?
I'll look that up.
That's what I thought. I'm pretty sure of it. Tell me a little bit later. So TNN just missed out being the first ever country music network. CMT, I think, went on the air a day or two before. TNN then switched to Spike, and I don't even know what they are now. Paramount Network or something like that. 1987, Mike Tyson was in the news. He was boxing and he was winning.
Hi, Mike. You are now the WBA, WBC champion, the only heavyweight champion now in the world. Do you feel satisfied after that fight?
Well, I feel good, but I don't feel satisfied. But as you know, he was just trying to survive. I thought he was going to come out there and try to beat me up, like he said.
Detroit's going to try to win it.
Could you tell very early
Mike
in the fight
Tyson then? Defeated the Bone Crusher. The Bone Crusher was, I watched this fight again. The Bone Crusher was not bone crushing. He was bone hugging, basically hanging on for his life as Mike Tyson became the youngest undisputed heavyweight champion as he won the WBA to go with the WBC. Back in 87, 89, the North Stars traded Dino Ciccarelli, or as old coach Glenn Sommore used to call him, Ciccarelli. They traded him to the Washington Capitals. We got Mike Gartner and Larry Murphy. They were around for maybe a year or two, not many years, for the North Stars. But Dino had kind of worn out his welcome. He had the whole stick-swinging incident. There was contract disputes. Of course, going out getting the paper in only his robe that wasn't cinched tightly. That was also an issue for Dino. But he's still one of my favorite North Star and hockey players of all time, the way he took us by storm for the 81 playoff run. Fantastic. 1994, the American Comedy Award goes to Carrot Top.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's great. New York City, I love it. I walk around and I'm like, look, Chelsea Clinton, I thought she was in Stanford. What the? But it gets
hey, yeah, Carrot Top won the 8th American Comedy Award. Now, he's a prop comic, and really, when it comes to my comic stylings, what I like, the only comic prop that I want to see is a sledgehammer. I want to see a sledge-o-matic smashing into gourds, melons, pumpkins, salamis, whatever. Balloons filled with guacamole, anything. But the Carrot Top was big this day, 1994. In the news, 2011.
The biggest money-making sitcom on television is officially Down a Man.
Hey, Charlie, what are you going to do now that Tuna Man's done?
So he gets fired, Charlie Sheen. Then he climbs to the roof of an office building with a machete, and he declared himself free at last. Free at last. He kind of went off the deep end, and that's kind of why they fired him, and they brought in Ashton Kutcher. But that was 2011. Peyton Manning in the news 3 years ago.
There's something about 18 years. 18 is a good number. And today, I retire from pro football. I want to thank the people of New Orleans and South Louisiana.
He retired. He had been, of course, with the Denver Broncos after having been with the... who was he with before? Well, of course, the Indianapolis Colts, where he made most of his NFL money. But he did win a Super Bowl with the Denver Broncos. So Peyton Manning, he's one of the good guys. And he's great in those insurance... Nationwide is on your side with Brad Paisley. How good are those? Excellent. Clio Award winning, I'm sure. And then that same date.
A dramatic end to the Aaron Andrews video stalker trial. The jury awarded the sportscaster $55 million. Andrews sued after the stalker posted video of her nude online, where it now has about 17 million views.
That was just an unbelievable story. This guy would do the stalking, but apparently... A lot of the blame went to the various hotels that he was stalking her in, because he could call the hotel and get her information when she was staying and also get a room right next to her. So some of that $55 million, almost half of it, I believe, came from hotel chains and other things. We're going to move on to birthdays now today. Willard Scott, all Willard Scott ever wanted to do is wish centenarians happy birthday and promote Smuckers, and boy, he did it well.
Priscilla Roberts would agree. Juno Beach, Florida. She is 100 years old and still trucking and looks fantastic. And Lottie Thompson of Beloit, Wisconsin, is 103 years old today. We wish her a happy birthday.
Willard Scott, who was a clown, literally. He was the original Ronald McDonald. He played Bozo. He's 85. He's 15 years away from giving himself his own $100. Well, you could get $100 too, but giving his own 100th birthday wish, Willard Scott from the Today Show. You know what time it is now, Neil? What time is it?
TV theme time.
And it just happens to be one of the best. Till Street Blues, Daniel J. Travanti, 79 today. He was Captain Frank Frillo, one of the main characters, Hill Street Blues. He's 79 today. I remember this song so well. Mike Post, of course, that became a big hit. How about this one? This is a big hit.
There's my whole major on the pages in between. My blood runs cold. My memory.
Peter Wolf. Wolf, who was the lead singer of the Jay Giles Band, doing the lyrics here on Centerfold. I think I was in sixth grade when this was a hit. Peter Wolf is 73. I was not in the sixth grade when this song was a hit. Neil may have been in the sixth grade. Little Peggy March is 71 today. How about this? Two members of that Pittsburgh Steelers 1970s team winning four Super Bowls. Franco Harris, 69, and Lynn Swan is 67. I don't know if Swan was there for the first one against the Vikings. I'd have to look back at the roster. I think he and one of their later ones, like that one where he made that diving, falling catch against the Cowboys. But Franco Harris, 69. Lynn Swan, 67. You know you make me wanna. One of the Isley brothers. Which one? It would be Ernie. Rob and Chip, they have birthdays at other times. But Ernie Isley is 67 today. Two-minute Tommy.
Up in the air.
Going deep.
They're hoping.
You're kidding! The Vikings, they win it.
You gotta be. I'm still getting goosebumps and chills.
Minnesota,
or as my wife calls them, chill bumps. That's what they say down south. Chill bumps. Tommy Kramer to Ahmad Rashad, 1980. Cleveland Browns. Charlie Jones. NBC. Met Stadium. Sam Ratigliano. What a shame. Vikings in the playoffs, and Tommy Kramer, that's really the legend had started. He had a rally against the 49ers a couple of years before in relief of Fran Tarkenton, but this one really cemented him as two-minute Tommy. Tommy Kramer is 64 today.
Are you the one who bought his LeBaron convertible?
Yes, yes, I'm the one. Hey, so you know John Boyce?
Yes, yes. I went to dental school with him.
John Boyce, the actor?
No. The periodontist.
Oh, yeah. He was Brian. He is Brian Cranston, and he was Dr. Whatley. Don't be an anti-dentite when you're around Dr. Whatley. Brian Cranston, Malcolm in the Middle, and of course, he was Walter White, Heisenberg in Breaking Bad. Very good actor. 63 today. Yvonne Lendl, the tennis player, is having a birthday. He's 59 today. Oh, come on, guys. That was in. He didn't complain quite the same as John McEnroe. Had a lot of great matches with McEnroe, but they used, let's say, different language when they would talk to the line judge. Yvonne Lendl is 59 today, and she was the receptionist at the office.
I have never, ever dated or wanted to do anything resembling dating Michael. Ever. Not ever, not now, not then, not now, not ever, ever.
It might be that whole that's what she said thing. Might be what turns her off. So that's Jenna Fischer. Very good actress. I like her in just about everything she does. She's 45 today. We're going to move on to the Gons But Not Forgons. We really haven't heard much from Neil here today. Neil? So we love our classical music here on the Almanac. Maurice Ravel, that's his bolero. Wonderful piece of music. 1875, he was born on this date. James Broderick.
TV theme time.
It is another TV theme. He played the father on the TV show Family. If you remember Family, I had a crush on Christy McNichol during the opening credits. And then all of a sudden, here comes Meredith Baxter. I can't remember if she was Bernie by then, but... Anyway, James Broderick, 1927. Let me play this through, see if she was indeed Meredith Baxter Burney. Inquiring minds want to know. Here she comes. It is Meredith. What does it say? Yeah, she was. She was married to Mr. Burney by that time. Tammy Faye Baker, who was married to Jim Baker, and he had a high tolerance for mascara, obviously. Tammy Faye Baker, 1942, gone but not forgotten. And here's another father. We had the father from Family. How about the father that left his kid all alone at home?
What else could we be forgetting?
Kevin!
Yeah, it's Kevin. I think he handled himself pretty well, though. John Hurd passed away a couple of years ago. Home Alone, Others, she was in Sharknado. What a way to finish your career. I think that was his dying wish. that he would do Sharknado. But John Hurd, no gone but not forgotten, no longer with us. Sadly, he could still be acting. Born on this date, 1945. And Neil, what? They're all gone
but not forgotten.
The Thursday Almanac, that's it. I'm going to stick around for the Bob-a-thon, and I'll be in studio today for the all-request lunch hour.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1 Elk River Minneapolis St. Paul. Total Country Bob.